Companies that don't know they have a rotten culture can keep getting away with a rotten culture. One startup founder wants to change all that. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Chris Matthews is out at MSNBC after sexual harassment allegations against him. Harvey Weinstein is facing sentencing next week for rape and sexual assault. Uber whistleblower Susan Fowler is out promoting her book, which tells the story of that company's culture. And as the Me Too movement keeps rolling, a former VP of tech and innovation from the entertainment industry quit that industry and has created an app that lets people anonymously report harassment or discrimination at work. Claire Schmidt is CEO and founder of that harassment reporting app, All Voices. She said she was inspired by Fowler's story of working at Uber and its toxic bro culture.
So when I thought about Susan Fowler's case, for example, my understanding, just from what I read, is that probably there was a more widespread culture problem within Uber. But if only a few people were willing to come forward, then it's much easier to write that off as this is kind of a squeaky wheel and how do we quiet her down? As opposed to, oh, that's the seventh report that I've gotten about that topic in that department this month. I should probably take some more serious action.
And is there a liability component to being able to say there were seven reports, this company ignored them?
What I think is really interesting that the Me Too movement has done is that it no longer became an acceptable excuse for a company to say, well, we just didn't know that was happening. There's a higher expectation of companies and of their leadership that they need to know what's going on with their employees, specifically around issues that could become, you know, legal liabilities. But in general, I think it's sort of incumbent upon them to take proactive action now to ensure that they have a healthy work culture.
Right. I'm interested in your sales pitch. Like, it seems like there are plenty of companies who, frankly, would rather not have this data, right? Like, keep your head in the sand, just keep sort of protecting yourself. But it sounds like what you're really saying is, listen, there is a business case for changing your culture.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I would say that the pitch kind of falls into three categories. Retention. So how do you keep employees that you want to keep? And how do you keep them happy and engaged and productive? Risk mitigation, which is about how do you not have a bunch of disgruntled employees who weren't given a chance to speak up internally in a way that felt safe for them, and they end up, you know, suing you. And then reputation. How do you keep unhappy employees from going and writing negative reviews on Glassdoor? One way to do that is give them a way to speak up internally that feels productive, where they can actually have their needs met and their voices heard.
So who can use the app? Like, does a company have to allow it? Or is there any sort of like a Glassdoor element where anyone can sort of contribute to this, you know, sort of body of complaint?
Yeah, we have an enterprise product that we sell into companies. Companies pay us for, you know, customization of the tool, training, access, all of that stuff. And we encourage companies to, you know, roll it out in a certain way and to implement it in a certain way. We provide best practices for them in terms of how to respond to different issues that come up. And so that's kind of the enterprise side of our product. And that's really important to us because we're able to, through those partnerships with companies, immediately provide the tool to, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of employees. But we also have a public-facing tool for the general public, even if their company is not signed up with All Voices yet. We felt it was really important to provide, especially people like contractors and freelancers and people who work on movie sets, for example, people who don't necessarily have access to those traditional HR channels, to provide them with a way to report issues as well. So the way that works is that you can come to our website at allvoices.co. You can select your company from a database that we have, or if your company is not there, you can enter your company's name. You go through the very same process that an employee at one of our partner companies would, with the only difference being we ask you for the email address of someone to share that report with. And then we share that report free of charge with the company leader of your choice. and we provide that leader with the same communication channel that our paying customers have. And the goal is really to make this tool widely available to anyone who might need it.
It seems like in some ways you're going to be collecting a lot of potentially valuable data, you know, maybe about sectors or specific companies. Like, is there any thought for the future about what you might be able to do with that? It's obviously sensitive data, but it also seems like it could be really, like you could really create some good analytics.
Yeah, I think especially from the public-facing tool, there are some limitations in terms of, you know, how our contracts are written with our customers as to how we can use their data. But the public-facing tool data is ours, and it represents a much wider, I think, cross-section of different types of companies across different geographies, different sizes of companies. And so I think that data is really interesting. One thing that excites me about, you know, starting to analyze that data a bit is that ultimately we can get smarter and smarter about what types of issues are happening at which types of companies, patterns in terms of how things, you know, evolve for better or worse over time. And we can use all of those insights to actually provide more value, I think, to our paying customers about how they can take action, how they can address issues, some of the risk factors for them, you know, as they grow, different types of issues that we see presenting in different industries and how to get ahead of those. That's something that's really exciting to me from a data perspective.
Claire Schmidt is CEO and founder of the harassment reporting app All Voices. Now, she left the entertainment industry to start working on this in 2017, and just last month, the company raised $3 million to keep developing the app. And now for some related links. The San Francisco Chronicle reviewed Susan Fowler's book, Whistleblower, when it came out last month. The review is really worth reading. At one point, the reviewer says she had to stop writing the letters OMG in the margins while reading insane things about Uber's extreme bro culture because she was writing it on every page. There's a link to that review at our website, marketplacetech.org. And here's what else we're watching in tech. On South by Southwest Watch, Facebook has now pulled out of the party, but as of now, the event is still scheduled to occur. Twitter became the first big U.S. company to strongly encourage all its employees worldwide to work from home to avoid contracting or spreading the COVID-19 virus. And Google said it is canceling the physical gathering for Google I.O., which is its big developer conference in Silicon Valley, scheduled for May. The company said it's looking into more virtual options for the event. And previously, Google said it would make some other events digital only. And it is times like these when literal stock in video conferencing and conference call software is surging, and companies are trying to figure out what possible alternative format they could use to gather a bunch of people together to have a conversation without getting each other sick, that you realize exactly how much of a failure virtual reality development has been. I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. With Super Tuesday on our minds, we wanted to give you a super deal that you don't want to miss. Get your hands on a brand new Marketplace t-shirt when you donate $30 today. Become a Marketplace investor and cast your vote for independent journalism. Donate at marketplace.org today, and thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.